好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax， 欢迎大家。我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，第二部分是你说不出来的英语，第三部分为你介绍 a very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。所以从现在开始，扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。Hi, 大家好 ，I'm Al，
I'm Susan。
复习一下，人到中年
，be over the hill，
be over the hill， 大吃一惊
，be taken aback，
be taken aback。第三个呢是
死马当作活马医
，beat a dead horse。我们上次还说，如果你要注意劫匪的话是
beware of muggers。
Beware of muggers。如果你的钱包被抢了，可以用动词 snatched。Okay,
and 劫匪，
mugger，
或者说就抢钱包的人 ，purse snatcher，
purse snatcher。如果你是被偷了的，就 pocket picker，就是小偷了。所以，你如果要说 ，well， it's a late， kind of late， 天气挺晚了，路上要再注意小劫匪，就是 beware of muggers。
也不要走偏僻的路。
Don't work the lonely back street， 偏僻的小路。好，最后呢说了一个词是 big wig，
大人物，戴假发的人叫
大人
物。
今天呢我们要首先要听的一个短语是听听你能不能听懂。Lamel, this afternoon somebody went to our dormitory to see a guy whose name was Lamel. Guess who it is?
Beat me.
Well, she came to beat you? I can't believe it. It's so gentle, nice.
我说的是 beat me, 他以为是说他打了我。
首先我们来分析一下这个对话，对吧？This afternoon somebody went to our dormitory to meet a guy whose name...was just, you know, your name, 对吧？Guess who it is? 一下我们宿舍来了个人，专门点名叫见你，猜猜他是谁？
这下可难倒我了。
No, beat me, 这下就把我难倒了。所以 beat me 是 I don't know, I have no idea.
或是 you got me.
You got me, 就是完全是就是 it beat me, it 这件事难倒我了，所以就而不是人，所以就是 beat me.
字面意思是beat 打我，实际上它是一个地道的感叹句的用法 ，right？
对，就是我不知道。然后他说 ，Gloria， can you believe it？ Isn't you, she your dream girl？ 原来是你的梦中的女孩来宿舍找你了，
错过了好机会哦。
Beat me， 我不知道。下次如果你说 ，you know， beat
me，
I have no idea。
Next one。
Beauty spot.
Beauty, 美人的 spot, 小点点美人痣吗？
Look at those beauty spots on your face.
Oh, you really can't say that's beautiful. I know my face looks awful with those spots.
Sorry, but I don't really mean that. Actually, I just want to introduce to you a brand of cream that may help.
原来是这样哦。
这个对话里 look at those beauty spots on your face. 看你脸上的
小点点。
小痘痘，这个 beauty spot 是委婉语，用来说的是面部的疙瘩或者粉刺，对吧？所以你不用回答。
所以我以为他是在讽刺我，所以很恼火。
I know my face look awful with those spots. 我知道我的脸这些痘痘在上面很丑，对吧？
beauty spot 作为一种委婉语呢，是源于这样一种习俗，就是在脸上可以描点或者是贴一点有颜色的东西来反衬容貌的美丽。如今呢，人们用这一委婉语来掩饰黑疙瘩，还有是
黑痣。所以它的本意是 I just want to introduce you a brand of cream that may help， 就是一种牌子那种面霜，说不定会能够改善这个问题。所以 you may try it， and that's great. Beauty spot，
不是美人痣哦，
而是疙瘩或者是粉刺、
黑疙瘩、黑痣。
Okay。
Next one.
Between you and me.
就在你我之间。
Hi, I'm looking for you all over the campus.
Anything urgent?
Oh, I'm going to tell you a piece of news. It's between you and me.
Between us? What happened between us?
Well, not between us. It's a secret, and you must promise not to tell anybody else.
Well, I promise. Come on, tell me.
Come on, tell me. Between you and me 是一个成语的隐喻，原指夫妻之间的床头私语，而现在转义用来表示
保守秘密，不得外传。
It's a secret, yes.他本来说我找了他半天 looking for you all over the campus 整个校园里都找就是为了告诉他一个 a secret
我还以为是什么大不了的事儿。Anything urgent 有什么急事吗
Between you and me 不是说这件事发生在你我之间而是说这件事要保持在你我之间不让第三个人知道、Not allow the third person to know this、
就像如果我说我们家有一种家传的祖传的膏药秘方、不要告诉别人哦、
Between you and me OK、So 如果别人说 Well、I'm going to tell you a piece of news It's between you and me It's a secret、
I can't wait any longer to hear it、
But you must promise me Not to tell anybody else
如果他让你保证那你可以说 OK, I promise, come on, tell me
跟你告诉我们 come on, tell me
OK, 复习一下
Between you and me, it's a secret Keep the secret, 保持秘密
Beauty spot
不是
美
丽的点也不是美人痣对应该是疙瘩和黑痣
就是我们说的痦子、
Yes, that's it Beauty spot
And the first one is beat me
Beat me, 我不知道这是什么东西
No idea,
beat me
Welcome to Real and Relax
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语
登录 www.coolearn.com 最前沿的考试动态
最及时的教育资讯
最经典的网络课程
尽在新东方在线更多精彩等着你
That's the first part that you can't understand. Next part is something that you don't know how to say.
我们经常说，你本人看上去比照片好看多了，对吧？
我什么时候都挺好看的。
对，人家说底板好嘛，对吧？但是如果你要想 compliment somebody， 如果你想恭维别人的说，本人比照片好看哦。
一般女孩子都很喜欢听到这样的话。
Your picture doesn't do you justice.
就是你的这个照片呢，对你来说并没有很公正的反映你的 appearance, right?
对，就是你的照片没给你正义，有点让人莫名其妙。Your picture doesn't do you justice. 就照片不如真人好看了。
也就是说你本人更漂亮了。
对，但是如果照片照比你本人好看呢，
就是照片恭维了你，恭维
flatter，F-L-A-T-T-E-R。
This photo flatters you。
这个照片呢，照比你本人好看多了，就是。This photo flatters you。这种事情经常发生啊 ，a lot of people 分成了两种，我们叫上相嘛，叫不上相。
上相呢，就是。Your picture doesn't, your picture flatters you.
对 ，the picture flatters you. 如果说你
不上
相
呢
，your picture doesn't do you justice.
对你来说很不公平哦。
对，说就是你本人要比照片好看多了，对吧？I got my passport today.
Did you? Let me see it. Hey, this picture doesn't do you justice.
Well, passport and driver's license pictures never do.
That's so true.That reminds me of Emma. Emma's Fanny, Emma Bombeck's Fanny book. It's time to go home when you look at your passport picture.
就是说我拿了我的护照了今天真的吗让我瞅瞅。然后他说这张照片真不怎么地哈。Doesn't do you justice.
没你本人好看。他说护照和驾驶照的照片从来都没有本人漂亮。
对啊。所以
就想起了艾玛彭贝克写的幽默著作就是当你看起来像你护照照片上的样子的时候你就该回家了
something humorous yes I think yes most of people in their ID card the appearance is just so you know the picture doesn't do their justice 大部分人的身上、
yes.
身份证的照片都不会 do their justice
都不如本人漂亮
对
这应该
差很多
为什么
I think I don't know because the hat was too big you know 大头像吗？ Apple head， no， Apple head 是 anything but smart，是指不聪明的意思。
就是总起来说，总之 your picture doesn't do you justice。
嗯，这个实际上呢还能形容人，比如说 the other day I bumped into Sharon Stone in the LA International Airport. I was so disappointed that I couldn't believe it was actually her.
Well, pictures usually flatter movie stars.
啊，这里说我前几天 the other day 就是前几天啊 ，I bumped into 我在创远碰到 Sharon Stone 沙朗斯通哦、oh. ，big movie star 哈、huh?
mm-hmm.
，and 本能 ，yes。And in the LA International Airport, 我在机场碰到他 I was so disappointed that
非常失望
对 I couldn't believe it was actually her 我想不竟然就是他
Well, pictures usually flatter movie stars 他说
通常电影明星都是照片比本人好看很多
对啊因为他们照相的时候一想有那么多的摄像师形象师在旁边
嗯
给他
And especially now, you know, their computer technique, and people can change their spot, beauty spot.
嗯，
你知道现在电脑科技很发达，你照相、啊、然后就是什么？
再给你先给你照相之前先美容，照完相之后给你的照片美容，right？
对，就是根本有的时候根本这张照片都是假的。
嗯 ，you can see that.
You can see that, and especially you know, a lot of people pay a lot for their wedding photos.
Ah, yeah.
照结婚照
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of like 3,000 RMB for a couple of pictures. And usually the most beauty and handsome guys on them, right?
Yes, a really big ceremony and that people want to get the sweet memory、
mm-hmm.
for their wedding.、
Mm.
So it's reasonable, right?
嗯，所以复习一下，如果要是你上相的话，就是说照片比本人好看，应该说
Your picture flatters you.
对 ，picture 或者 photo 都可以、
嗯、
flatters you， 就是奉承你，对吧？
啊、
如果要是你
本人
比照相照片好看，就是 your picture doesn't do your justice。
嗯，也就是你的照片对你来说没有做得很公正。
对，嗯哼、uh-huh. ，That's the second part. Remember?
嗯哼。Now the third part begins. That's the English story part. At this time, we'll have the blow hot and cold. 朝三暮四。
嗯，朝三暮四这个习语呢，是用英语讲的是 blow hot and cold。
嗯，又吹冷又
吹
热，
反复无常，出耳反耳，
都可以讲
出
热。
对。他出自伊索寓言的人与山林小神，然后说是有一个人冬天晚上在山林迷了路，恰巧遇到一个山林小神，山林小神领到他到住处，一个人看见他不断的向手上喝气，于是说：“
嗯，你这是干什么？
我天气好冷，手都冻僵了，还是可以取暖。”
然后到家后，山林小神就给他端来一碗热气腾腾的粥。那人把粥端到嘴边又吹气，山林小神又问他：“你这又是干什么？”“
粥太烫了，吹凉啊。”
山林小神对他说：“你嘴里的气又吹热又吹冷 ，That's blue hot and cold with the same breath。这样的人我不接待，你走吧。”
嗯，所以呢，这个成语呢，原比作就是反复无常或者性情模棱两可的人交往，所以后来慢慢转变成朝三暮四，反复无常。
嗯，
譬如说，
我说他三心二意，老是反复无常的。
He was very changeable, often blowing hot and cold.
嗯 ，changeable
就是
变来变去。often blowing hot and cold 总是反复无常、
嗯、
三心二意、
还可以说是优柔寡断的意思
对
就是 hesitate 总是 Tom blows hot and cold about coming out for the baseball team he cannot decide、
嗯、Tom 优柔寡断无法决定是否加入棒球队
嗯，然后如果说会感到讨厌我们经常会对别人反复无常感到讨厌我们就说、
The boys will get tired of Anne's blowing hot and cold
嗯，这些男孩子对 Anne 的反复无常 感到非常讨厌。
Get tired of 就是感到讨厌，感到厌烦，
对吧 ？Blow hot and cold。我还可以说 ，my relationship with them blow hot and cold. Sometimes we met every day, sometimes we didn't see each other for months.
我们的关系很不确定，反复无常，有时候天天见，有时候好几个月也不见一次。
这就是 blow hot and cold.
That's all for today.
And I'll see you next time.
See you, bye bye.